This is Nova 103.5, Your Life, Your Music, and our two very important and very special studio guests. We're chatting to Marisa Fredericks, the brand manager of Old Mutual Namibia, and a lady by the name of Lindelwa Skenyana, who has written a book called The Black Girl's Guide to Corporate South Africa. We're going to talk about that in just a moment because she's actually coming to know, or chatting to us in Namibia. Before we get to that, though, I think let's kick off with Marisa. Marisa, good morning. Firstly, Old Mutual is known for its annual Women's Summit since 2012, and you've made tremendous strides in hosting women that have featured on Forbes' list of successful entrepreneurs in Namibia to inspire local leaders. I recall at least two names, Bethlehem Alemu of Ethiopia and Monica Musonda from Zambia. Why is women's empowerment so important to Old Mutual?
Thank you, Dion, and good morning to your listeners as well. Old Mutual has been in operation in Namibia for just over 100 years. So we've made great contributions to our economy, the country's development, and the upliftment of our communities in which we operate. And as a young independent nation, we have to acknowledge that there is still a lot of work to be done, Dion, to expose previously disadvantaged women in the workplace. Currently, Old Mutual, more than 50% of our employees at Old Mutual Namibia are women, and a good percentage of those are in management positions. So we've definitely made great strides, Dion, and will continue to create an inclusive and diverse workforce that is reflective of our great nation.
Now, Marisa, this event I was alluding to earlier, it happens on the 25th of February. And for you guys out there, you definitely need to diarize this one. You'll be hosting Lindelwa Skenyana as your second guest of Old Mutual's Fireside Book Club on her recent book called The Black Girl's Guide to Corporate South Africa. Now, how does Lindelwa's experience relate to women in corporate Namibia?
Dion, first and foremost, for a woman as myself in management, in corporate Namibia, I could totally relate with the experiences that Lindelwa has gone through when she first set foot in corporate world. What makes her story different is that she's called the workplace toxicity out for what it is, but she's also provided guidelines for any women, and especially millennial African women, on how to navigate the corporate workplace and still remain true to yourself. So in essence, the biases and stereotypes that she has so well narrated is not just a South African problem. It actually stretches across geographies. And as Old Mutual, we believe in the empowerment and the diversity and inclusion of women in the workplace. So it's cause for great conversation, great learnings, and also an opportunity for restoration.
Lindelwa, we now have Lindelwa with us, the author of the book, The Black Girl's Guide to Corporate South Africa. Lindelwa, so lovely to speak to you today. It's your first book. It's a very dynamic title and may I say, dare I say, somewhat controversial. What are you trying to achieve with this book?
Thanks so much, Dion. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I really wouldn't say it's controversial, hey? I really think it is what it is. it's just a black girl trying to communicate with other black girls. But the intention, Dion, is in the name. So when I researched the definition of the name guide, it literally is someone who's walked a path before you, now showing you the terrain or the environment. I may not have walked the full nine corporate yards yet, but I found it was important, to what I have experienced and what I have seen and gone through, to try bring, you know, a human side and humanize the experiences that many girls that look like myself go through.
Lindelwa, as Marisa alluded to earlier today, it is an ongoing struggle, not only for women's empowerment, but black empowerment, of course, as well. There's a lot of baggage that everybody in South Africa carries and brings to the party in this case. Is it a case of two steps forward, one step back? How has progress been in terms of women's position in the corporate world?
Definitely, Dion. I like how you put it there about two steps forward, one step back. I was actually reading an article a few days ago that speaks around why representation matters. And there's a quote that poignantly puts it and says, "You can't dream to be what you can't see," right? So as a woman or as a black woman, if you're growing up and you're not seeing representation and leadership, in whatever industry, actually, then it becomes difficult for you to imagine that. You know, it becomes ingrained that it's, oh, that's for those people, you know, that's for that gender. And that's highly problematic.
Yeah, if you're not even asking the right questions, you can't expect to get the right answer, right? All right, so you essentially, as do other black women in corporate South Africa and corporate Namibia, face a triple problem in the sense that you're a woman, firstly, which, you know, they always talk about the glass ceiling. You're a black woman, and of course, you're an African woman in the context of geography, as Marisa alluded to earlier. It's a lot of barriers to overcome, right?
100%. I think in the book, I call it the triple burden. It's a lot to fight with on a daily basis, Tion. It's exhausting.
Yeah, can you imagine? All right, Lindawa. So give us a little bit more background to what you are. I mean, you're quite a young person still, and you've now got enough information to guide other people. But your own journey obviously isn't finished yet. What are you looking to achieve with this book? And are there more books inside Lindawa?
There are definitely more books inside Lindawa, but I guess the subject matter is going to be discovered when those books come out. Yes, I mean, it's been an incredible 12 years now within the corporate space, but I've always known, I mean, there's a creative side in me. I love the arts. I love reading. I love traveling, etc. Just getting experiences. And I mean, I'm a creative as well. So lots to come. Let's wait and see.
And that was, sorry, just in conclusion, one more question. You now work in the corporate field, and you know, you've written a book which I suppose some people with the wrong kind of attitude, I would imagine, could probably see this as quite critical. Are you picking up flack from your coworkers?
Interesting, Dion. Look, Dion, I mean, in life, you're not going to please everyone, right?
Sure.
So it's been interesting.
Yeah, we can't wait for the 25th of February. That's when you're going to be chatting to Namibians about your book, The Black Girl's Guide to Corporate South Africa. Thank you so much to you for taking part, not only in the Old Mutual Fireside Book Club on the 25th of Feb, but also, of course, for including us. And Marisa, thank you to you too. We're looking forward to the 25th. Not going to miss it for the world. Thank you.
Thank you, Dion.
Thank you very much.